About 350 refugees from Sudan have entered Israel illegally over the last 2 years. About a third of them are from Darfur, where the Sudanese government has been accused of waging genocide. All these refugees were caught and jailed in Israel, many for more than a year. Israeli officials say they have to be cautious about Sudanese because Sudan is an enemy state. But Israeli human rights groups say a nation built in part by genocide survivors has a special responsibility to help other victims. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
On an early spring morning, almost 6 years ago, members of Sudan's Janjaweed militia burst into Abdallah al-Bakr's village in West Darfur. He says they set the huts in the village on fire and killed dozens of people. Abdallah grabbed his 17-year-old sister and tried to run away.
Unfortunately, one of Janjaweed was, you know, shoot her on her head, and it was very, you know, this was the tragic scene I have ever seen in my life. You know, my junior sister dying in front of me, and I can't, you know, just like I can't do anything. I can't protect her, I can't.
Abdallah ran into the mountains to escape, wandering for days barefoot and with no food. He hasn't seen his parents since then, and he doesn't know if they are still alive. Abdallah's eyes well up as he recounts the rest of his saga. A few months in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, and then 2 years in Egypt. Fearful of deportation, he fled again, giving a Bedouin smuggler $100 and a leather jacket to take him through the Sinai Desert to Israel. But less than 2 hours after crossing the border, Abdallah was caught by Israeli soldiers, handcuffed, and taken to an army base where he was interrogated.
I told him that we are Darfurian, escaped from genocide, and we're crossing from Egypt looking for protection. Asylum seekers, looking for protection. Protection that we lost in our homeland, looking for it in Israel.
Abdallah was jailed under a 1954 law on infiltrators from enemy states, including Sudan. He spent 15 months in prison and says that, although well-treated, he and his fellow refugees began to despair.
We start to wonder, what's going on? Will we stay all our life or entire our life in this prison? Or what is this? We are not criminal. We are innocent people. We are victims of genocide. Suppose Israeli government to help us, not to punish us.
Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Mark Regev says Israel is sympathetic to the refugees' plight, but has to make sure they are not dangerous to Israel's security.
Sudan as a country has a very hostile relationship with Israel. And it's not a secret that there is, unfortunately, a very strong Al-Qaeda and terrorist presence in Sudan, and so there is a need that everyone who's crossing the border is, of course, interrogated and so forth. They are here illegally. You know, they're illegal immigrants. They're enemy aliens.
Critics say none of the refugees has any connection with Al-Qaeda. They also say the 1954 law which mandates their arrest is unfair and should be changed. Mikhail Bavli is the representative of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees in Jerusalem.
When Jews fled away from Nazi Germany and arrived in Britain, they were arrested in 1939 in Britain as Germans. They were not German, they were Jews fleeing Germany. There should be a method by which someone fleeing Sudan should not be treated by his being a Sudanese, but his being a victim of Sudan.
As a temporary solution, Bavli and several Israeli human rights groups negotiated a deal with the Israeli government to release more than 100 of the refugees, Abdallah among them, into the custody of kibbutzim, collective farming villages. Abdallah shares a small apartment with four other Darfur refugees. He says it's better than being in jail, but he wants a more permanent solution.
Actually, if I got a chance to stay, I'll be glad. I'll be glad, and this is what we ask Israeli government.
So far, Israel has said it will not allow any of the refugees to stay permanently. Bavli says the UN has been unable to get any third country to agree to accept them either. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.